spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
This is crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201 live from Studio C, second floor of the Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It is a Wednesday. It is November the 20th, 2024. Hello and welcome, y'all.
Y'all.
Welcome, y'all.
Yeah, long time no see.
Yeah.
We've got snow out there. Be careful.
Okay. Thank you, Kevin.
Well, I'm sure in some places there's snow, right?
Oh, for sure, yeah. Yeah.
It's gotta be.
North and west, they said, was the most.
Okay.
And, you know, it's the first one, and everybody's gonna forget for a minute. And
I had the very bad experience this morning of 5:20, and I'm getting ready to leave. I'm grabbing some grapes out of the fridge.
Right.
When I shut the fridge. I turn around.
Kind of like that one.
And there's a little human with her hand on me, and she's like, Papa. And I was like, oh, no. I did it. I woke her up. She's been sleeping in her own bed. She has her own bedroom now.
Sure.
Which was something she didn't have for a while. And now she has her own bedroom, and she's been sleeping in there. But I'm quiet, but she leaves the door open.
Ooh.
Because you know how it is. If you shut the door, there's monsters in there, and oh, man. But a lot of times she wakes up, you know, at 4 and goes into their room or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But today she was still asleep until guess who woke her up? Me.
Yeah, you're not super quiet.
And
in the
then
morning.
She wanted to, sometimes I am, Jay, if I'm trying to be. But I wasn't really, I was just like, yeah, just grabbing some grapes. Got any grapes? Remember that old internet thing?
I don't think I know that one.
Hey, you got any grapes?
Wait, is that the joke?
Are we doing a bit?
With the duck?
Yeah. Yes, Steve.
Wow.
Hey, you got any grapes?
Huh.
I'm trying to remember how it goes. He goes back and forth.
The duck song?
Yeah. He goes back and forth, and then the guy behind the counter goes, if you ask me for grapes one more time, I'm going to staple your feet to the ground.
Yes.
And then he goes out and then comes back and he goes, got a stapler? The guy goes, no. Got any grapes?
Okay, hilarious.
And it's a funny little animated video.
Yeah.
And it's, but it goes on and on and on. How many times do you think he asked for grapes?
57.
Yeah, it's a lot. Hey, got any grapes? So then I sat with my granddaughter for a while. She sat on my lap.
Did she have any grapes?
She did not this morning, okay. But believe me, she will when she wakes up.
Sure,
there's more there.
Did she have a stapler?
I'm going to staple your feet to the ground.
Moral
of
the story.
But then the problem is she starts cuddling with me in the chair
because
I'm trying to get her to kind of, you know, go back to sleep, whatever.
Sure, yeah, obviously, yeah.
And then I was like, oh, boy, you're making it real hard to want to get up and go outside where it's snowing.
I did,
because I'm a pro and I wanted to be here for the show.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
One thing about bachelorettes, they don't care what night of the week it is.
Kevin James.
Woo! Woo, girl.
Woo!
Woo!
That was good until your voice cracked.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
I don't know if you have a second first thought. I know you're excited to get your grapes out and your
I am.
And the snow, but
you know, Jay, I kind of took your first thought and I feel bad. So
you were like ready to go. You were like, grapes and snow, baby. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I think I should let you have a first thought.
Well, only thing
I mean, especially since you you traveled home yesterday. You traveled home. You must have an amazing first thought.
It's snowing. I will say that one of the cool things that I saw this morning is they have that live camera from Leavenworth that just shows the downtown. Have you ever seen that?
If you go like onto their website,
yes,
or whatever.
You can just click on it. Seen it. And it's a doggone snow globe. It literally looks like you just.
Oh, that's got to be. You know what? I'm going to look at it.
You should. It's really cool. And also, it's
maybe it will make me have some sort of good feeling about snow.
Absolutely, yeah.
I don't have any right now. Like, really bad. Like, really, really. Well, I don't know why.
Again, not necessarily time of the year or holidays. You're just talking about snow. Like, just, you don't want snow.
Yeah, like, yeah. And it was just, and I've never been, like, that worried about it.
Right.
Or not liked it that much. And maybe I'll get used to it, but I don't know. Like, this morning, I'm just like, I could never see this again and be happy.
Yeah, and that, I think, is always the issue. If you don't do anything fun in it, you just put up with it, and that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard somebody else talking, too, today about the, and it reminded me of something. I can't remember who said it. I'm going to credit my mother. Why not?
Sure.
About the, you know, drive like you got chili in your backseat. Have you ever heard that conversation before?
That is great.
Like when it's snowy, you know.
Steve, do you get what they're saying with that one?
Easy.
Exactly. I think it might, let's just say it was my mom. She'd take drive like you have a, you know, no lid on the crock pot.
Oh, yeah. You know, you just don't want
to. Gotta be careful. Slow it down, man. Easy on the turns, easy on the braking, easy on the following, too close, all the stuff.
Oh, my gosh, Jay, this is beautiful.
It's crazy looking.
It looks like a Hallmark movie. It does.
Oh, sorry, Warren, but it does. It looks spectacular. And they do such a good job positioning the camera so you see all the lights. And
it is pretty.
When my wife and I were there, they hadn't gotten all the lights up yet because, of course, we were there, you know, a couple weeks ago, whatever it was.
Well, it looks like they still have some lifts out there today doing stuff.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, but anyway, it's spectacular looking. It might be a little slippery, but, you know, just do all the right things and you'll be fine.
Please and thank you.
And what is it called again? What do we call this thing now? We used to call it like a, we used to just say it's going to snow. Now it's a bomb cyclone. You know, whatever. I'm like, gosh, what a cool name.
Yeah, I mean, I saw
some rain and
picture
snow.
Of the bomb cyclone.
That's it. Yeah, thank you, Kevin.
Out off the coast of Seattle.
Right.
And it looks like a hurricane or something, and then they're just like, bomb cyclone coming our way.
Huh.
But I still, yeah. That's a pretty serious name. This can't technically be it.
That's what I was saying. I was driving in. I was like, look, I know there's places it's snowing right now. Well, there, look, Kev, there it is right there on the TV.
Yeah, look at that, Jay.
It does
look
like
that. That looks like a massive hurricane coming at us.
Yeah, it really does. Actually, you know what? Now that I look like, it looks like a bomb cyclone.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
By the way, real quick, Steve, before you give us your first thought, if you don't mind and you're living in an area of town that might be outside of the downtown corridor, as we like to say, and shoot us a quick text just like, hey, what's it doing? Kind of like to see where it's at, and it's hard for us to sometimes know. So 509-441-0999 for your text. Back to you, Steve.
Yeah, I was seeing somewhere that people like in the Seattle area were saying
bomb cyclone.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And power outages and
I did see some of those.
Nature.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe, and does it, I assume it gets less and less as it travels eastward.
Over the mountain range? I mean, I don't know if that's always true. You mean in intensity?
Yeah. Because it's like intense, right? And then it gets less. I've been up for a while.
Yeah. Yes, in houses, in cars, in tents,
yeah,
all the structures.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, what I can read right here, it says record-setting bomb cyclone, intense as a hurricane, lashes the Northwest.
Whoa! Wow! What great alliteration. So rain then, huh?
I mean, I guess. Is it the wind, too? It's got to be. I mean, rain doesn't make power go out.
No, I'm sure it is probably the wind.
Huh. It's so weird. I mean, I don't totally understand what a bomb. Okay. Washington State has had winds as high as? Take a guess.
58.
58. Steve, what do you want to go with?
73.
101.
Oh, geez, wow. Where's that?
That's
in the Seattle area.
Holy smokes. Well, yeah. I mean, that's bomb cyclone-ish then, yeah.
Good Lord. This picture that they have here is so cool of the bomb cyclone.
How cool is it?
I mean, it's a hurricane.
Yeah. 500,000 people in the state of Washington have no power at this moment, guys. I just checked.
You mean Eastern Washington?
Yeah, well, it would be, except there aren't any in Eastern Washington. There's like 1,000 in Ferry County, but that's as close.
Oh, see, I thought you were talking politics. There's 500,000 people that have no power. My bad. It's still November. We can do this, right?
Oh, man.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You do that one more time.
What do I have?
I will throw this extended lighter at you.
I would like to hear you live through your threat. What is it now?
I will throw this extended lighter at you.
Extended lighter?
Yeah, this long one right here.
Oh, that won't even hurt. Is it going to be lit?
I'm going to bounce it off your head.
Kevin James.
I'd like to see you try.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Very, very angry. Let's see. We have Beat the Show coming up at 8:30 this morning. Chance to win a bunch of money tomorrow. We're going to give away $100 every half hour. $100 half hour tomorrow between 7 and 9. We'll give away $100. You know, 7, 7:30, 8, 8:30, and 9. So, yeah. Just a little money for you in your pocket. A little jingle going into the Thanksgiving week next week. Audio Vault time right now. By the way, you can check out our podcast. I wanted to let you know in case you missed any part of what happened over the last couple of days at the CMA Awards show week.
Yes.
Live from Music Row in Nashville. Very fun time, Kevin. I'm sorry you didn't get to go this time.
It was all good. I actually enjoyed being here as well.
Mm-hmm.
I was happy to be a part of it the way we did it and happy with how it worked out, actually.
Yeah,
I was bummed, obviously, not to go, but...
The behind the scenes of making that work was a technological, could have been a nightmare. It turned out to be not at all. A daydream is what it was.
Yeah, worked well.
And people were, I think, relatively impressed when they go, you know, like, technical people would be like, oh, you guys have Kevin over there, and then, oh, wow, that's cool. And then they would look at it for a minute like,
At the end of the broadcast yesterday... Something. As Steve was getting ready to tear stuff down, one of the engineers there, Elijah, great young kid, super smart,
very.
He's one of those kids that's graduated from Belmont, and he works at the church part time now.
Diamond in the rough, Kevin.
He's one of a kind, and he was asking Steve. He goes, "Now, wait, where do you have this plugged into?" Because he wanted to know how it was working.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, you heard that conversation?
Oh, of course I did.
Okay. Kevin hears all.
Was I explaining it correctly or not at all?
No.
No wonder he had such a baffled look on his face. Steve's explaining it, and Elijah's like, well, that doesn't seem like that would work at all.
Because he goes, well, yeah. And then he's like, okay, but that's just into that, Jack? And he was very, you could tell he was questioning how it was working. The key that you forgot to say is that the Zoom was for nothing other than my picture.
Just video only, yeah.
So there was
what a
no
great name
audio,
for a business, by the way.
Yeah. There was no audio coming from it.
What'd you say?
Don't worry about it. Also, by the way, my daughter's convinced you need your hearing checked.
Who?
Steve.
Probably.
He needs his listening checked.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
I said it's not so much hearing. It's more of listening and paying attention because he gets distracted.
He does. Or he's got his mind somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then he just has a hard time.
Well, it's a big week for the movies.
Sorry.
You may have... You're totally fine. Yeah. You may have... it's kind of been Don't you think it's kind of been a weak run in the theaters for...
Oh, yeah.
For, at least for a lot of movies. Well, I mean, that's over. It starts this weekend. It's going to be, you know, Wicked.
I think the thing that was most important to us all along was finding that balance between honoring the source material while also... in a way, forgetting it and bringing our own new truths to it.
Sure. Ariana Grande there, she's going to bring the truth to it. And then, of course, you know, Gladiator 2.
It's a good thing. I mean, shoot, beats a sharp stick in the eye. You know, spell my name right. And, you know, that's all gravy. That's all gravy, you know. I'm not going to sit there and go, oh, you never think about that. You do think about it.
Denzel talking about, you know, Oscar nominations. He looks great in it in just the trailer. Have you seen any of the Gladiator 2 trailers?
No, I have not.
He looks so good in it. Yeah, I like
it. I mean, shoot, beats a sharp stick in the eye.
Yeah, it does, Denzel.
I mean, shoot, beats a sharp stick in the eye. I don't know if you saw it last night, Kevin. Did you see any of the Vegas Lights and Country Nights?
No, I didn't know anything about this.
Kind of a lead-in to the CMAs on ABC. They had it last night, and... once again, Blake Shelton was talking about the fact that Post Malone, has kind of motivated him to get both feet back into the music business.
It really did fire me up again, and it wanted, gave me the excitement about music that I felt like I was kind of missing after just being in the grind.
I mean, that is a very honest thing to say that, you know, the travel and the touring, while you love it, will obviously take its toll on you.
Yeah, and Blake had the TV show going on and all this stuff. And then, like you said, I wanted to step away a little bit, and he did. And then a guy like Post, who comes in so excited about music.
Well, and so, once he invited him on the song, he said, the recording studio with Post Malone and when somebody pour me a drink, he said that alone, just being in the studio, having fun, seeing the people that he hadn't seen in a while, all of a sudden he's like, you know what? What am I doing? This is what I love.
I love this, yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and go back at this and then come out with a new song, which, of course, is fantastic. In fact, I can play that for you here in just a minute if you really want me to, because it's definitely different. It might be the most, you know, it's hard for a guy like Blake or Kenny or Tim to, like, reinvent themselves after being in it for 20 years. You have a particular sound that people love.
And yeah.
To make it sound different, I mean, that takes a little bit of effort. Keith Urban's had a weird year, too. He looked back at it and talked about the fact that it wasn't all, you know, stadiums and arenas, and he kind of focused on that on purpose.
We spent a good chunk of this year, 24, playing tiny little club shows and odd venues like Bucky's gas station in Alabama.
Thank you so much for coming out tonight. This is absolutely
or the Nashville Airport. I wanna love somebody. And all of that was really intentional to take it all back to not just the basics.
Fresh brisket on the board!
But I also wanted to learn from stripping everything away again and then build it back out.
I think it's crazy. Steve, did you hear some live music at the airport yesterday, or were you just too focused on getting to the gate?
There was live music at the airport.
And the live music at the airport is not just, I mean, it sounds like a guy could be having, he could have a record deal. It's just weird how that happens in Nashville.
Where was that?
Right after you got through TSA.
Oh.
Like literally right after that, there's a great big place to eat there and there's live music.
Yeah, that's why. Because I got stopped because of the spam.
I understand, but you still have ears.
I was overwhelmed. Sensory overload.
You got stopped because of the spam?
He did, yeah.
Yeah.
We both got all of our stuff taken apart. Mine was only because of equipment.
Well, yeah,
hauling
that,
it back.
That one I get.
Yeah, but Steve, the guy's pulling the spam out. Oh, that's a new one.
Is that what they said?
Yeah, he goes, I had to wait until, because there were several other people who got stopped for various other reasons.
Right.
And then the guy pulls my tray and opens my bag. Spam. Around the world. And then he looks at his fellow employee, coworker, and he goes, well, this is a new one.
Yeah.
And to have somebody from TSA say that's saying something,
awesome.
Man.
Yeah.
And then I was just kind of like, yeah, we're trying.
Yeah. So
I didn't say what it was for or anything.
I like how they don't ask the questions after that. Like, the guy pulled all of that equipment that I had, Kevin, and that thing that's in front of you over here on the counter with all the knobs and those cords and everything. It looks terrible. I was looking at it in the bag. He was, like, highlighting it, and he pulls it out. He doesn't even ask a question. He just pulls it out, looks at it. All right, there you go.
Yep, you're good.
Okay.
That's equipment.
Yeah.
Wait, they didn't, they, like, did something to the spam.
Well, they probably scanned it for some sort of, you know, residue. I think that's what they do.
Oh, is that what was happening? Yeah.
Yeah.
They were doing something with it.
Yeah. But anyway, they have live music in the airport. And if you if you didn't pay attention to it, you know, they're singing Keith Urban songs. That was the beauty of Keith singing in the airport is, boy, that guy singing that Keith Urban song sure sounds
like good,
Keith Urban.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Steve, are you a good parallel parker? You're kind of a city boy.
Don't laugh. I can do it.
Kevin James.
When you drive one of those little micro machines, you know.
Yeah, I know. A Toyota Corolla is probably an easy one to parallel park.
That's not bad.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Steve's been in the car with me. I've had a parallel park on both sides of the car, like on the passenger side pulling in and then driver's side pulling in within the last week.
That's true.
Yeah, that's just very weird. It's a very weird tidbit. I think that's like he's only been in the same vehicle as I have maybe a few times. And I've had to parallel park twice.
Yeah. I would say less than 10 for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Back from Nashville as of last night and had, of course, a bunch of interviews. Hadn't gotten to everybody. Sometimes the artists, when they sit down, they have a very short amount of time. They're like, they'll be like, hey, Ella Langley's got 2 minutes. And then, you know, in our form of interviewing, and then, of course, you know, Kevin's on Zoom. And by the time that we get that figured out and they get their headphones on, sometimes it's halfway done.
Yeah.
Ella Langley sat down for a very short amount of time.
Yeah, I didn't even talk to her.
No.
Because it was one of those, you could tell it wasn't going to work out. And I had some great questions for her. But you guys did not have her put on headphones. And I get it. And I was like, okay. Sat back. I'm typing to Steve. Please say this. Please say this. He didn't.
Huh. Curious is what you wanted him to say. She sat down for about a minute and a half.
Thank you for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
How's it going?
Great.
We need roller skates? Yeah, seriously.
No, roller skates would be a different show.
Different show. Yeah. That might be okay, though.
No, I don't know. Not for me. I have to get up afterwards after every time
my daughter sent it right there. She said she saw a video of you where you glued your bangs to your forehead.
Yeah, I do. Not right now.
I
do that. Yeah.
Like anytime, frequently?
Yep, every show. Anytime I'll be slinging my hair around or it's going to be windy outside.
It's not in your eyes that way.
Well, nope, still in my eyes, but at least it stays in the correct places, you know.
I'd never heard of that before.
Me neither. I saw a Dallas Cowboy trailer do it.
What kind of glue is it?
Eyelash glue.
Okay.
You know, all kinds of crazy things out here.
Being pretty's difficult.
Yeah, I guess. We're trying to be.
Yeah, right. Whatever it takes, though. Glue, tape.
Well, I got the bangs, and then all the shows, my bangs were like flying up, you know, and I looked like
it's a bad
something
picture.
Out of the wilderness.
Yeah, it's just not a great look.
And it wasn't good. My photographer was like, why did you do this to me? I hate you. So I figured out the glue, and we both got very excited.
That's hilarious.
I tested it out with a couple headbangs, and it was great.
You just give it a little bit of... Yeah. Wow, that's awesome. 30 seconds. You got 30 seconds. Say something funny, Ella.
Say something funny? I thought I was doing that the whole time.
That was it.
There we go.
Also, you know
all I needed was five.
You know that you ruined the, like, you can't even say, like, I tried to cut through some people to go to the restroom over there, and I said, excuse me. You know you've ruined that as a regular saying now.
How do you think I feel?
I can't even, no, honest to God.
Can I scoot past you? Oh. Mind if I get by? You know, because it kind of gives me away, too. I don't mean dressed down. You'd be like, excuse me. Somebody's like, huh?
They're like, wait a minute.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I was just getting water.
All right.
I was just getting a coffee.
Well, thank you for doing this. Appreciate it. Good to see you.
Yeah, she did. I mean, and with that voice, if she says, excuse me, you're like, oh, whoa, what?
And it's because I guess in the song, You Look Like You Love Me. What's it called?
Mm-hmm. That's it.
She, I mean, they're talking through it.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
Right.
And so... Man, when you hear her voice talking, it is undeniable. I think that is one of those that if you were standing in a crowd and she came by and said, excuse me.
Right.
You'd be like, wait, is that the...
I think she and Lainey Wilson sound very much alike.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, if you listen to Lainey talk, they're when they say certain words, they're like identical. But I think excuse me is going to be the one that's going to give it away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like she's a little more, boy, I don't know how to say this right.
Yeah. I imagine you don't.
I mean, Louisiana is where Lainey is from. Do we know where Ella is from?
She's from Alabama.
Alabama. Okay. And I don't know how different
those are.
Did
I say that wrong?
But what I was going to say, and maybe this proves my point, is it just her sounds like a little bit lower IQ, you know? And I don't...
You're right. You didn't know how to say that right.
She almost sounds like a mix between Lainey Wilson and Teeter on Yellowstone.
I should have said that. That would have been very offensive.
Hope Hall, Alabama.
Yeah, Hope Hall. Yeah, that's it.
Hope Hall, Alabama.
Right outside of Montgomery.
Hey, Kevin's here on the Zoom. We're going to play Riley Green in just a little bit here, but we'll get to that in a minute or 10. Kevin's on the Zoom, and he's got a question for you. Yeah, Ella, did you know that your accent makes you sound a little less intelligent than most people?
Less IQ, as I believe
less
what he
IQ.
Said.
No. Yeah. I guess it would be all people. I was going to say, no, I just meant then like Louisiana accent.
So if you're ranking it, Louisiana sounds smarter than Alabama?
I think so, just a little bit, yeah.
Wow. Shots fired. The Big 99.9.